thank you, Glenn. You know, I've done thousands of interviews, and I've interviewed a lot of people. And you call me up tonight and say, look, you got to go on Larry King and debate the president. And I go up there with no notes. But this little talk's a little bit difficult for me because the person I'm about to introduce not only proved to me there's a God because I got to meet him, but the fact that he still wants anything to do with me after he met me, which has certainly been a godly issue. I am about to interview who I believe is the most underrated NFL player there ever was, because he's not in the Hall of Fame, although a lot of articles of late have been written about that as well. I'm going to, in a moment, introduce Joe Klecko, who this Monday night the New York Jets are honoring, along with Joe Namath, Don Maynard, Curtis Martin, and Winston Hill, and I believe Weave Eubank, at the first ever game to be played, professional football game, in the new stadium at the Meadowlands. Joe Klecko, for anybody that doesn't know who he was, he was part of the infamous sack exchange in 1981, before they started keeping records for good. He had 20 and a half sacks. He was the NFL Player of the Year. And really, the most reason for him to be in the Hall of Fame is the fact that he's the only defensive player and was the first player ever to go to the Pro Bowl in three different positions. But he's been honored. His number has been retired by the Jets. He's being honored Monday, and I'm very honored that he would take a few minutes to join us. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Peter.
Well, thank you, Joe, for being there. Joe, what does this mean to you come Monday night? You know, what is it? How do you feel about this? You know, your number's retired, and now they're coming back and honoring you in this ring of fire.
Well, honestly, the greatest thing about it is they remember. You know what I mean? I'm 20-some years removed from the game now, and it's awesome to be recognized by the organization in such a, you know, memorable manner, to think that I was one of the top four or five people in this organization that they think that much of. And, you know, as it sits there with my jersey being retired and entering the Ring of Honor like that, you know, it's infamy. My grandchildren will see it, and everybody, whoever will be a New York Jet fan forever, will be able to see my name up there.
Well, it's still hard for me as a fan to think of you as a grandpa, but you are recently, twice. You've been blessed. You've lived, in a sense, two lives. You have two sets of children. We know you can explain, but one child is still playing in the NFL. Tell us a little bit about what that's meant, especially now, because the younger kids have not seen you play, unlike their brother.
Well, you know, Danny and Michael are my two oldest. I have five children. Danny and Michael are my oldest, and I have Gabrielle, Joshua, and Mary Kate, which are my second generation of athletes coming along. And Danny plays with the Atlanta Falcons now. He has had the opportunity to play on three Super Bowl championship teams. He carries three rings in his hand, which is a very sore spot with Daddy. But, you know, I never got a sniff at it. But I guess if there's anybody you would ever want to have the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl, if you did not, is your son. And we're very proud of Danny. It's his seventh year in the league now. He's been with the Patriots, the Eagles, and with Indianapolis, and now he's with the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, I think one of the reasons you get the sniff is they wet that field down in Miami, but that's another time we'll discuss that. You know, one, before I let you go, Joe, as much as we'll joke around, and Josh, about, and you know how much I think of your football playing, what's really come in your life is your faith. And, you know, you got a new general manager that you've allowed to run with your life now. Her name is Deborah. And
yes,
you've literally made...
She is my general manager.
Yeah, but you've literally made the owner of your life Jesus. And, you know, talk to people, because everybody thinks Joe Klecko, rough and tough, knocking. But just tell a little bit how Jesus has played a role in your life now, Joe.
Well, the thing about it is a lot of people who, you know, think they've got it all under control and they've got it made, which I did. And, you know, I had all the dollars and all the connections and everything like that. And, you know, I was humbled and taken to my knees, you know. And in that sense, you know, you have to look for someone that can really help you. And there really is only one person out there that can help you. And I know there's a lot of people that think it'd be rhetoric or whatever. But, you know, when you turn your life over to God, there's only one good thing that can happen, and it's all good. Because He doesn't have anything bad for you. And my life totally turned around. I mean, of course, Peter knows me well and understands my whole testimony of how the Lord has played a tremendous part in my life. And I live my whole life with divine providence. Divine providence is what is God's will for you, and I follow it. He put things in my path every day that hopefully I make the right decisions with. And so far, he's guided me pretty well. And with him and my new general manager, my wife Deborah, who is just an absolute saint, I often talk about sending her right to heaven because by putting up with me for all these years, she has to. But for me, my morning doesn't start, and my day doesn't end without conversation with the Lord, and that's the way it stays in my life.
Amen, Joe.
Joe, I know this is Glenn. I know we become friends through Peter, and turns out we happen to be neighbors as well. I just want to mention one thing because I'm very excited for you and excited about Monday night. But I have to mention, I'm a movie buff, and I know you've been in a couple of movies. And I can't help but think about your role in Cannonball Run and some of the other things you played. Just curious, any last couple of thoughts that you had about in the movies? Was it a fun thing for you?
Oh, I'm a thriving thespian. I'm just out there. I'm just waiting for my next call from Burt Reynolds. But I don't think people know he exists anymore. You know, I had the greatest time doing a movie. You know, when I first got the call, I couldn't believe it. I got the call. And then I did three movies with him. And, you know, just being on a set with, you know, great actors, you know, like Dom DeLuise, God rest his soul, Bert, of course, and, you know, Roger Moore, and Jamie Farr I became very good friends with. And to be involved with these guys, and you see them on TV, you know, like football also, but one of the greatest stars I made friends with when I was doing Cannonball Run was Dean Martin.
Oh,
and,
really?
You know, everybody talked about him. And every morning I would get up at 6 and go work out, and I'd be back. And they had a truck there we eat at. And Dean Martin would meet me every morning for breakfast because he was one of the only guys that would get up that early. And really was a tremendous time for me. Acting is, you know, it wasn't my mainstay, no doubt. I remember I was going to take lessons, and the guy told me, he said, "Do you play football? You're real good at it." I says, "Yeah." He goes, "I think you ought to, like, stick with your day job."
Now, it's funny you say that, Joe, because I know I'm separated by this mic because I was going to tell you I know you well. And I've seen you act, and I was going to tell you, keep your day job.
Hey, listen, I'm a realist, you know, and I enjoyed it, though. Boy, what a great time.
Well,
and
Joe,
and all the people we met.
God bless you. Best wishes for Monday night, and the family I know will be around there with you, and I'm getting along to tag along. And just God bless you for being so much Joe Klecko, the football player, but Joe Klecko, the Christian warrior, now is willing to go out and give his testimony. Thanks again, Joe.
All right, Pete. Thanks, Glenn.
God bless.
Take care of him, will you?
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. And thanks for coming on the show. And thanks for tuning in. And we're excited that Joe was able to join us. And I know we'll hear from him again in the future. And we wish you all the best.